Continuing with Dua al-Qamal, let's look at what may be verse 20. And here we say, Allahumma was'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu. Oh Allah, I ask you with the asking of one whose need is extreme. And the moment we say that, there is a thought that comes up into the human mind, and that is that there is no owner, no one with absolute abundance, nobody who is the first cause who can provide except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it goes hand in hand with the thought that the essence of the human being and all creation is the need and dependence on this absolute authority. Just as he says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. This is Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 189. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and He has power over all things. And maybe the most beautiful of those is Ayah 15 of Surah Al-Fatir, Surah number 35. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O people, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. All of you are dependent upon Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid, and only He is the needless, the praiseworthy. وَعَنْزَلَ بِقَ إِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ حَاجَتُ. And I ask you with the asking of one who has stated to you, who has manifested to you in difficulties his need or her need. وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عَنْدَقَ رَغْبَتُ. I ask you with the asking of one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. Now the first thoughts that go through one's mind when asking in this sort of way, if I can say pleading in this sort of way, is the fact that there is no owner, no absolute, nobody with abundance except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect is the opposite, which is the essence of the human being and all other creations is his or her need and dependence on this absolute owner, this absolute Malik. And the Quran backs this up so beautifully. If you look at Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and He has power over all things. If we look at Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah is the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, and unto Him is the final goal of all. And maybe the one that we need to really inbuilt into our zamir, into our hearts, is the ayah of Surah Al-Fatir. This is Surah number 35, Ayah 15, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyyu al-hamid. All of you are dependent upon Allah, and only He is the needless, the praiseworthy. That's the first thing that should come in mind. He is the first cause. And in this verse, there is a definite understanding of how to ask. When we say, وَعَنْزَلَ بِقَ إِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ حَاجَتُ, I ask you with the asking of one who has stated to you his or her difficulties in need. There is a hadith in Hadith Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is my abd hopeful of those other than me when facing difficulties to resolve them for him? While eliminating all the problems is in my hands. Is my abd hopeful of others but me to fulfill his needs and wants and saves him from poverty, whilst the generous and the beneficent is me, and accomplish all that he needs is in my power and mercy? Why is it that I see my abd ignorant of me while I have always granted him everything he wanted out of my rahmah? Why has he turned from me and referred to others now when he is so much in need? I am God, except whom there is no other God. I grant without demand. Would I not then grant if I am demanded of, if I am asked of? Is the vast ocean of my mercy and generosity not from me? Are the world and the hereafter not in my hands? If all the beings in the heavens and the earth ask me to grant them, and their demands are as big as all the heavens and the earth, my kingdom would not be reduced even to the extent of a fly. Woe to the one who turns attention from me, demanding his need from those except me. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so amazing, especially the bit where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَبْتَدِعُ بِالْعَطِيَّةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَسْعَلَةٍ. I grant without you even asking me. And then he asks a question, a very amazing question. He says, أَفْأَسْعَلُوا فَلَا أَجُودْ. You mean, when you ask, do you think I would not give you? And the final part of this verse is, وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُ. Oh Allah, I ask you with the asking of one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. So what is it that we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we come down to basics, what is the foundation of what we want? Well, the first thing every human being aspires for is to be able to reach his or her full potential. And if we're looking at it in logical terms, if I can say that, we're looking at Jannah on this earth and Jannah in the hereafter. So what do I need for it? Because if my craving is intense, then I have to strive for it too. Well, let's look at the Quran, which will tell us how we can acquire this Jannah here and Jannah in the hereafter. If we look at Surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 71 and 72. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. For the believing men and the believing women. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The first things, they are inclined towards each other. Therefore, spiritual inclination is always towards those on the same spiritual plane. And then he says, this is what they do. This is how you show your inclination towards others who believe in the same. He says, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They enjoin good. That means they encourage each other towards goodness. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They encourage each other to keep away from that which is evil. That's two things. The third thing, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish salah. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. And they give zakah. What is zakah? Zakah is making sure we share everything we have, everything we own, material and non-material, without any strings, without any conditions. Remember also, the most powerful gifts are non-material. It could be a compliment, it could be a prayer, it could be caring, it could be attention, appreciation. When you meet someone anywhere, give them a silent prayer, give them a silent blessing. As a child, I was taught never to visit anyone without taking something. It could be anything. It could be a flower. It could be a bar of chocolate. It could be absolutely anything. Because as long as you give, you will receive. Anyway, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And they obey Allah and His Messenger. That by extension tells us that they have the knowledge of what needs to be done. Let's go a little further. Let's see what they do. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His mercy, shows His mercy on them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. He is Aziz and He is Hakim. He is mighty and wise. Then He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Now this ayah confirms this. He says, it is a promise of Allah to the mu'mineen, to the believing men and to the believing women, that He will grant them jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. He will grant them gardens beneath which rivers flow. Khalidina fiha, they will live there, they will abide in there. Wa masakina tayyibatan fi jannatin adnin, dwellings, beautiful dwellings and gardens, jannati adnin, which are perpetual. Wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar, and His greatest pleasure, which is reaching one's full potential. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the greatest of successes. That one ayah actually encompasses the whole of the craving that the human being may need. But look what Imam Sajjad says. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "I'lamu annahu man ishtaqa ila al-jannati sara'a ila al-hasanat wa sala'a min ash-shahawat wa man ashfaqa min an-nar badara bit-tawbati ila Allah min dhunubihi wa raja'a anil maharim." One who is eager to come to Jannah rushes to goodness and forgets his base desires. And one who is afraid of Jahannam rushes to Allah via tawbah, via repentance, and avoids that which is unlawful. And very simply, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Thamanul jannati al-amalu salih." The price of Jannah is good deeds. And one that I absolutely love is from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, when he says that there are 10 things with which anyone who meets Allah will definitely enter Jannah. The first one, he says, testifying that there is no God but God. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. The second thing, wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Wa liqraru bima ja'a min indillah. And that he has brought the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa iqamu as-salah, establishes salah. Wa ita'u zakah, and gives zakah. Wa sawmu shahru ramadhan, and fasts in the month of Ramadan. Wa hijjul bayt, and goes for hajj. Well, wilayatu awliya'i lillah, and makes friends with those who are friends of Allah. Wal bara'atu min a'da'i Allah, keeps away from the enemies of Allah. Wajtinabu kulli muskir, and avoids everything that intoxicates. It's not that difficult. Possibly the two other things that go hand in hand with this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says that obtaining Allah's mercy and forgiveness by returning to Him, and for realizing your return, get help from the sincere praying in the middle of the night. When somebody came to Rasulullah and said, I would like to be the subject of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful answer that Rasulullah gave was, "Irham nafsaka warham khalqallah birahmat, yarhamkum Allah." Have mercy on yourself and other people, and Allah will have mercy on you. And finally, forgiveness. We cannot beat that. Forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that all of us crave for. Absolutely everyone. There was somebody who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, who will account for people's deed?" And the Prophet said, "Allah will." And the man said, "By the Lord of the Kaaba, that we would be saved." The Prophet said, "Why do you think so?" And the man says, "La'anna al-kareema idha qadara afa." The generous would forgive because he has the power to forgive. But anybody who wants forgiveness will strive towards it. Just as Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah's forgiveness will rush to anyone who avoids what Allah has forbidden. مَنْ تَنَزَّحَ عَنْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ سَرَعَ إِلَيْهِ أَفْوُ اللَّهِ. And this is not just ordinary covering up of sins. أَفْوُ اللَّهِ is the rubbing out of sins so there's absolutely no trace in them. This is possibly one of the most beautiful verses of this du'a, which requires reading again and again and again.